All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that is correct. This is the Insight Hour. I'm RJ Hampton, and also joining us this evening on this packed full of information show extravaganza discussing the hot news of the day will be Sherry Kane, investigator extraordinaire, and of course, the man of the hour with the power and the knowledge to shower upon you all, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after. I got to give it all to you tonight. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath, and as you open your hand, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, let life be the torch. And people, as you open your being, let life be the juice, layer after layer after layer. You know what the truth is. The juice is the truth. The water. Dr. Lynn, let's give the invocation and get on with the program.
RJ Hampton, thank you so much, sister. I love you. Thank you so much for that wonderful invocation tonight and beginning of the Insight Hour. Hi, folks. This is Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming to you from Big Island, Hawaii tonight, and we have Sherry Kane. Say hi, Sherry.
Hi, everybody.
So we usually start off by telling the Creator how much we love you and love the Creator, and basically we'll do that tonight, and then we'll give thanks beyond the Creator to our sponsors for the show, and then we'll get the show started. So let's pray together, folks. Heavenly Creator, thank you so much for the season of giving and forever giving your glory to us as you do. We thank you for the model that you present to us. We, your people, we thank you for this holiday season. We ask for every day to be a holiday by and by, and let it manifest on earth as it is in heaven soon, because we, the people, are tired of the manipulations, the coercions, the enslavement of those who are not of you. And Heavenly Creator, we ask for a special blessing and anointing so that we could be sealed in your glory, that we could absolutely be protected by your protective angels, by your word, your will, your way, that we leave behind in this Babylonian deception all sin, all dissonance, all disharmony from the musical mathematical matrix that is your love and our divine destiny. We praise you for this time in history where as everything goes down, what goes down must come up, and we're going to come up to meet you and greet you and commune with you, divine. And so we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for giving us the preparation in our hearts and our souls, enlivening and enlightening we the people so that we can serve you to the best of our ability in shalom and peace and prosperity in all ways, because that is your will. That is your word. That's your contract. That is your way for us. And those of us who follow the way celebrate the torch of light that you have shown and all of the grace and mercy that you have administered to we the people. In Yeshua's blessed name, we praise you for this and every holiday season. And again, every day is a holiday in the kingdom of heaven manifested on earth with your love. Yeshua's name and all the holy names. Amen.
Amen. Another great blessing, Dr. Horowitz. As usual, you know, you mentioned the way, and I think the way is what people don't really understand when they talk about Christianity, really going back to the way. The way was there before Christianity ever was, and the meaning of the way and the way that to live, the way to love one another, the way that Jesus came and taught everyone to live and love, that is really, really what the fundamental meaning of loving Yeshua means. It, and all the people that look at you or myself or any of us that talk about Yeshua and say, oh, well, they're just Christians or into religiosity, there's something much deeper there that's missing, because I don't believe in religion at all, and I'm really against any kind of religious doctrines. I think that we know right from wrong. If we're conscious, we have our hearts where we evolve to the point where we can become larger people, when I say larger-minded and more accepting and more forgiving, and that's all part of the way. So the way is a journey, and we're not born into the way. We learn the way, and if we have that open-mindedness, I believe anyone can learn the way.
I celebrate that. I think that everybody, and again, the Bible bears this out. It's the 144,000 end times concert, or the beginning times concert, rather, is celebrated by all the tribes, all the 12 tribes, and there's probably one that's missing that will probably join as well, because it says that those 144,000 will go on and teach millions and millions the way. So, you know, we've got the global industrialists now who are targeting 6 billion people to be eliminated out of 7 billion. 6 out of 7 people, Bill Gates in the movie Pharma Whores we just put out, tells you that vaccinations are going to eliminate at least 10 to 15% of the global population, and then they have approximately another 5 billion to kill in other ways: wars, intoxications, pollutions, chemtrail sprayings, biochemical weapons, all of this manipulation, you know, the whole terrorist agenda. That's their way. Now, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And the Creator is not the source of chaos, not the source of war, not the source of fear. The whole thing is about faith. The way is about faith. It should be called the faith way. And the technology to manifest miracles on the faith way is called prayer. So we could celebrate this very simple understanding that when you're in faith, then you're not in fear. See, most people who do all the sins, if you think about the Ten Commandments, you shall not kill. You know, I've been saying I can't wait till they give a war and nobody shows up to fight it, because we're all enlightened. We all got the way. And the way is peace. It's shalom. It is the real meaning of Yisrael. Yisrael literally means a place where the lion lies down with the lamb, where you have peace on earth. And this whole concept of gaining this way deals fundamentally with having faith in the boss. If you're in fear, if you lose faith, then you murder. Think of it. Why do countries go to war? Because they're afraid they're going to lose their resources or they're going to be invaded. Why do people steal other people's property? Because they fear that it's not enough, that they don't have enough. There's this concept of greed. What does greed satisfy but fear? So this whole concept of being in the way, in the faith, that's it. I mean, if you came to one word, besides love, you'd have to say faith is the most important key that unlocks that door to the glory and power of the Creator forever and ever living in our hearts. And I just pray that we all get the vibration of 528, the same thing that nature is celebrating throughout the botanical world. The grass is green because of 528. And you know, Sherry, I'm right now engaged in writing it. My next book, folks, is called The Prosperity Key, 528. R.J. Hampton, give us a little bit of a blessing, will you?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that were you looking in my notes?
I swear I wasn't. I didn't look at your notes.
This is incredible, folks, because I was kind of like preparing for the show tonight. I always like to have something to talk about, and we were doing. And I just want to read what's on my paper, because I think everybody knows. I have Sensei Daoshi Lakeda. He's a very wise man, spoke with a lot of people, and he said this about faith. And so I was going to share this with people tonight, and so it's really just piggyback on what you're saying and compliment what you're saying. He said, faith manifests itself as wisdom. The purpose of our faith is to become wise so that we can live wisely. I am of, when you said the power of love, the faith is what feeds the love. And the love, once it's ignited, feeds the faith. Where everything is
circular
and is of wisdom.
Revolutionary, revolving.
Wisdom. Wisdom is what the Creator expresses in all His creation, is wisdom. And so as we take on the faith, we then become wise. And again, with all the trouble we're having in the world, why is it that we're having this trouble, Dr. Lynn? Because people are not living wisely, polluting themselves, exerting themselves, creating crises for each other. So with that, I just want to say, in tandem, the Creator wants us to talk about this thing called faith. Because great is this day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for that is their fate. Take it away.
You know, I appreciate that. That makes a lot of sense to me, because if you consider the fact that King David was the most faithful and loving up until the moment that he fell in love with Bathsheba and did her husband in. I mean, and the Jews are still suffering from that to this very day, according to the Bible. But the reality is, he was the most faithful, joyful, singing praises to the Creator. His faith was so, so strong. That's why he was the apple of the Creator's eye. Now, his son, who got to finish the temple, was Solomon. And his blessing was not so much the financial wealth, because he was the richest man in the world. He didn't need any more money. But the reality was, he wasn't really interested in the money. He was interested in the wisdom. And so, you know, I think that there's a lot of deep spiritual sense to what you share tonight about this concept that wisdom is the most powerful ingredient to bring us through this way without any scars, without any damage. Because the reality is, this whole concept, it's like I've been praying for wisdom for many years too. But and I can see that this gift of wisdom that's administered by the Creator, just like it was in Solomon's day. It was a gift that the Creator gave to Solomon because he prayed for it, and God honored that because he wasn't interested in greed. He was interested in this whole concept of communion, divine. He was interested in the way to the Creator's heart. I love what you said. It makes a lot of sense to me. I really do, because that wisdom is a gift of discernment to the highest order. And don't we get into trouble, we human beings, when we really don't discern what's happening with our friends, our family, the politicians, the war, the legislation. We can't discern the full measure of truth. Only God knows the full measure of truth. And I think wisdom expresses that full measure of truth on earth as it is in heaven, better than any other gift that the Creator can give us. This concept that faith opens that gift giving from the Creator is true, because the faith is the key that creates the contract. The covenant is a contract. And this concept that if you don't have faith in the Creator, you have no relationship. I've said this many times. You lose faith with your spouse, or you lose faith with your business partner. The relationship is over. It's doomed. You might as well end it, because essentially it's going to be creating chaos instead of order and love. So this concept of relationship is intimately dependent on faith. That's the key. That's like signing your name on the contract with God. On the contract. Now you've got a contract. And who have you contracted with? You've contracted with the Godfather or the Godmother. And if you've got a problem, you take it to the Godfather. Yeah. You take your problem to the Godfather, and he come to your aid.
You know, faith is actually, for me, faith is the opposite of worry. When you worry, you have no faith. Worrying is what is the worst possible thing that you can do. It ages you. It makes you stressed out, which causes most of the health problems that we have. So lacking faith causes worry. And if you don't worry about anything, you have faith that everything's going to be all right, that everything in the end is going to be okay, then that's where your life changes. But to get to the point where you free yourself of worries and get to the point of faith and no worry, that is a higher level of being. And it's very hard to get there.
Well, it's especially in this Babylonian society. I mean, you look at your worry machines. You know, you've got television as a worry machine. It plays to people's egos. Pain is projected. Fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival. They're anchored by the images and the programming. Programming. You're programmed, mentally manipulated, coerced into this literally Babylonian sinful kingdom, which is not of this illumination of truth, of faith, of wisdom.
And what you see on the television these days, what the media is trying to do to the people is cause worry in them, is cause fear, worry, doubt, and make them question. Basically, they want you to question the government, and so you question
the
government.
That's news.
Okay, that's news.
So
but then,
talk a little bit about that.
But then once you question the government, what happens after you don't like the government? You accept their government.
Then the New World Order.
The one world government.
That's right. So that's kind of like part of what, Sherry Kane, you've been investigating in the last week, is this whole now change that you have been seeing. We put out a newsletter with Healthy World Store. And by the way, folks, I forgot to mention our sponsors tonight, so let's take this minute. Sherry, why don't you give a little bit of acknowledgement to our sponsors?
Well, we'd like to thank Healthy World Affiliates. If you're not an affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a way to partner with us, save lives, you can make extra money, and there's amazing products on the site. Healthy World Store, also, you're interested in Dr. Horowitz's DVDs and books, his latest film, Pharma Whores, you can go to pharmawhores.com, pharmawhores.com. PharmaWhores.com, that's our latest movie, and there's also 528 Radio, 528 Records, 528Records.com, 528 Radio is to come, we're coming.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, 528Records.com, we can transpose any music into the powerful music of the 528 Hertz frequency of love and healing, which will bring about the spiritual renaissance and the musical revolution.
It already is. It's already happening.
And that's what that, and just 528. So spread the word, everybody, and, you know, join in, because that's the good news. That's where we want to get to. When everybody gets to the 528, which is that feeling, that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love, it's what makes all of the world green, all of the botanical world green, how it vibes with us, how we vibe with nature, how we vibe with the water. That's 528. So it's a special frequency like no other.
Yeah, so if you want to know the Creator's heart, basically tune in to 528. i528tunes.com is this transposition, because you see, and we have this on the internet now. I want to thank also, besides Healthy World Affiliates, and Sherry's right, join Healthy World Affiliates. It doesn't cost you anything. And Healthy World Store is still available, too. For those of you who don't want to partner with us, the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that I talk about and have done on healthyworldstore.com. And this whole concept of now evolving in a 528 love revolution. And if you write that out, 528 love, and then revolution with a capital R, you got lover evolution. And this is about a lover evolution. And the lover, the major lover, is the Creator. And if you think about, you're listening to bbsradio.com right now, and if you were listening to AM/FM, you'd be tuned to a certain station, just like you're now tuned to a certain domain link. Well, there's an address there, and there is a channel that connects you from the broadcasting station central, BBS Radio Engineering. Don Newsom tonight is in engineering. The channel that connects you to the creator in real life is that 528 hertz frequency clear channel broadcast of divine love. Now, that's information that you may not be fully have not fully grasped yet, but that's the essence of the book, The Prosperity Key, 528. And we're talking about prosperity in all ways, always. So everything from the prospering of we the people by the water that the Creator gives us in the beautiful rain in the oceans and the lakes and streams, the prosperity of the food that grows just naturally. You know, you see it probably best in a climate like this where the food is literally dropping out of the trees. I mean, you can't eat it fast enough. And, you know, it's a interesting thing. It's a challenge to grasp with wisdom why it is that some people are starving on some parts of the planet and some of us are so blessed living in paradise. A lot of that's a choice, but a lot of people live and grow up in circumstances that maybe don't allow them the choices. And what gives me the blessing versus somebody else the curse? That's an interesting question for wisdom, this concept of really being able to discern. But to know the Creator's heart, to know that warm, fuzzy feeling in the Creator's heart, and to bring that down home into our hearts, to have literally divine human communion, that is the way. That's essentially going along the way. Where do you get to? Where you get to is divine communion, where your love is the Creator's love, where your love radiates from your heart and touches everyone around you. They see it in your eyes. It's sparkling in your smile. They see it. They feel it. And that is a radiance that is literally being broadcast from 528 clear channel from the Creator's heart to the edges of the universe. Everything is vibrating in love. And so that's part of what the book, The Prosperity Key 528, is all about. It's you're going to be learning the science. You're going to be learning the theology, the metaphysics, the physics, the mathematics of this miracle frequency of the original solfeggio musical scale, the first primordial music. The keys were 396, 417, the third note, like do, re, mi, mira, gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. The third note in the original musical scale was the miracle note. That's 528. And love is the universal healer. So that's why we encourage you folks to play with i528tunes.com. Upload your MP3s for free. You'll get a link back for free that then has that music transposed to 528. And here's the blessing. Not only will you listen to music that you'll enjoy because you've selected it, it's probably your favorite music, you can still enjoy it. It still sounds about the same. Very little has changed, except for the frequency is raised to radiate hearts open, like the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. We're talking about spiritual portals that we the people can't open, but the Creator is opening, and his technology to set humanity free is music, particularly 528. So go to i528tunes.com, get your music, and here's the greatest blessing. Not only will you enjoy the music, but you'll be healing. Why? Because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the Creator's heavenly kingdom, nor in his heart. And if you're vibrating and receiving that clear channel broadcast in 528, guess what happens? You get aligned. It's called entrainment. You go back into order from disorder, back into harmony instead of stress, back into health instead of disease. Because Babylon is diseased. The kingdom of heaven is perfect and pure, totally sustained, eternally. That's the energy, the vibration that I want to literally have in my heart. And so that's what the music does. And when you then understand that we're living in a hydrated universe, that water exists throughout the entire universe, it is a liquid crystal superconductor. And when you play music in 528, it's like throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the waves radiate out to the farthest shores. Your signal of love that opens doors that no man can close is what is causing the exponential acceleration of deliverance, the exponential acceleration of physical salvation and spiritual evolution. It is accelerating exponentially because God, Creator, multiplies and everything is spiraling. And it's just like DNA, or it's just like the cosmic spiral. It's exponentially accelerating. So join us, partner with us with Healthy World Affiliates. Partner with us by simply playing the music that we give you the opportunity, by the grace of the Creator, through the divine revelations we've received over the last decade and a half. We have now advanced incredible technology that reaches far beyond entertainment into the world of spiritual evolution. R.J. Hampton.
You know, how do you recognize a child of God? What a question. And on earth as it is in heaven, there's a behavior. I want to tell everybody out there, because this is called the Inside Hour, I want to give them a little insight, Dr. Len and Sherry, just for a second. So if you would indulge me, I'll try to put it together very quickly so that you can get it. I want to warn all of you out there against the secret whisper of stupid that might be in the back of your eardrums, just kind of talking to you real easy like. What I want to let you know is that stupid, a.k.a. Satan, or any other devil that might be out there, doesn't come out in the day and announce, "I'm the devil, come with me." No, it's a secret whisper, and it starts with a desire, a longing inside for something that is not of you, and yet somehow or another you want to satisfy it with whatever it is that you're gravitating towards. But if you're gravitating towards stupid, if you are skating for Satan, it is because you are listening to that quiet whisper that just stirs your heart and makes you go off the straight way. The other thing that I want to tell you is that what you need to do is now, forever and evermore, no more disconnect. This, as we're coming into the 2011, let's all practice acting like we're in heaven. And that's a good question. For some people's heaven's another person's hell. And this may be true for all the farmer whores out there.
I was just thinking, white, blank, fine.
Whores. When we push
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, my goodness, they won't have a leg to stand on, because when you are standing on a lie, you are standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You got nothing to do but fall in. And that's what's going to happen, folks, because I just want to take it to this. Can we get out of the spiritual and into something that really happened today that is
Yeah, let's just talk about the news. This is this is what's happening in Babylon.
FDA.
FDA. FDA.
FDA.
Why put you away?
Well, now, folks, this is really incredible. Our beloved Congress, the senators, have decided that they need to protect us from foodborne bacteria and viruses that come on what kind of food, man? Processed, not in your home food, or food that you bring into your home. You don't know where it comes from, so now they want to save us. And I want you to address people about the amount of people that are dying from the genocide of all the other toxins and poisons out there, but somehow or another, our senators and Congress people seem to want to get into our business in terms of producing food. And what it's saying is, we want just a limited amount, $500,000 or less. You can be organic, but if you want to be mega mogul and feed the world, you got to follow our regulations. I would like for you to tell everybody how busy the FDA is and what this will mean when you combine this with all of the vaccinations and everything else, and why now would they want to, with population, it's a very small problem compared to what they can't inspect. So we know they can't inspect, so they're going to delegate. So I want you to talk a little bit about this health system, because you're a public health person, and what really is going on with the foodborne.
Yeah, share a little bit more about this background on the viruses that they're going to be spreading through the processed food.
They already do it. In 2006, that's why I found this so incredible when we was talking before the show. I said, Lynn, look at this. Here they are. They got the Congress now saying, we got to inspect all the food. We got to inspect all the food, this virus. But the FDA seems to be able to figure out which viruses and which viruses, there's six of them, that they can spray on the food. So when you're eating at Subway, when you're eating at all these places that prepare all these cold cuts and all these hot dogs and all these at the football games and everywhere else, they're spraying your food with viruses that eat bacteria. Take it away, Lynn.
Well, the concept of there being foreign DNA, foreign genetic materials that can get into your own cells and basically become carcinogenic, that is, prompt genetic damage. That essentially is what we're looking at here, with the FDA telling the large manufacturers that it's okay to process foods by spraying laboratory recombinant viruses that they claim doesn't do us any harm. But the fact of the matter is they've been telling us the same thing with vaccinations. And these are the same kinds of manipulations of the population for population reduction and intoxication for profitable medical industrialization. Because as you get genetically damaged, then your immune system has to clean up the mess. That whacks you out. It puts a burden on your number one guard against not only infectious diseases, but autoimmune diseases. There's 86 new autoimmune diseases that are vaccination-linked. And again, what is vaccinations? Foreign DNA, foreign RNA, from bacteria, from viruses, from fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum. You folks listening know I've gone through this list before. The contaminants in the blood that gets contaminated, which violates Leviticus 19:19, that says to keep the blood pure, keep the seed, that's the genetics, from being mixed. Suddenly, you've got your whole bloodstream polluted with all this toxic waste, genetic manipulation. And so this FDA, I want to highly recommend everyone go to fluscam.com. Fluscam.com is not just about the flu. There's on the upper right side of the homepage, there's a menu, and it says the FDA. I call them the federal drug addicts. And these folks actually now have been exposed. I have royally exposed the Food and Drug Administration for fraud. Because how they regulate the entire natural foods industry is really simple. It's so simple, it's outrageous. It's right in your face. It's right in their first legislative statute, their administrative ruling, a statute of law that gives them allegedly the power that they wield. It's right there. That simple entity is the word and, A-N-D, which is different from the word or, O-R. And folks, if you go to that website and click on the FDA link and open up that article that I've written. It's
Can you
largely
the website address?
Sure, it's fluscam.com.
It's S-C-A-M as in Mary, fluscam.
Fluscam.com. And if you go there and you click on the FDA link, you'll get the letters that I have sent to the FDA. Now, I want you to know, folks, if you're listening out there and you kind of been following my work and you know that there's a lot of enemies that I have, and that's okay. I get by with a lot of help from a lot of friends. You know, the enemies just basically run away when we expose them with the light of truth. But the enemies have claimed that the FDA is on my tail and that therefore you shouldn't buy at healthyworldstore.com because the FDA has sent me some nasty warning letters in the past several years. Well, one such warning letter is right on that website. And my responses to that warning letter to the FDA directors are right on that website. And when you see what I've asked them for, I've asked them to please show me where they have the right to interpret the word "and" as the word "or." And why that's important, because they say if you have any product that you want to sell and you put on the label that it cures, it prevents disease, it treats disease, anything, any way, shape, or form, no matter what it is, you literally, we know that the sun cures jaundiced infants. You take a liver-challenged infant into the sunshine, and suddenly that liver starts to function because it's receiving 528. That's the principal sound of the sun, that frequency. They're 5,280 feet exactly in a mile. 528. So you have to understand, if you package that, if I packaged 528 and I put on that label what I've been telling you on this program, that 528 heals everybody of every kind of problem. If I did that, I would receive a letter from the FDA stating, your 528, Dr. Horowitz, is a drug. Now, that statement that they would make is based on a fraud that they've perpetrated throughout the entire natural foods industry to regulate it. And that fraud, in this case, is where they tell you that if your product and your claims made on the product is in the national pharmaceutical documents, the text, the pharmacopoeia, the international recognized pharmaceuticals, if it is, then you have to abide by their rules. If it's not, then you don't have to. But what they've done is that they've overstepped their authority based on a fraud of interpreting the word "and" as the word "or" in their initial statements, giving them the power for regulation.
I just got an email from another journalist, and she mentioned that Jeffrey Smith, who was the he made that film Seeds of Deception. He's going to be appearing on the Dr. Oz show along with and talking about the dangers of GMO foods, but he's going to be on there with somebody who is actually a pro-GM scientist who's been proposing that organic foods include GMOs. So this is the mainstream media, again, Dr. Oz, putting two sides of the story out on it. So they're really, what they're going to do is they're going to discredit this doctor who's really for GMOs, and I'm just looking at this email while we're talking
now. They're going to discredit a doctor who's pro-GMO?
They're going to discredit the doctor who is actually against the GMOs.
Of course,
and
that's
then
what
they're
always
to,
doing.
Then they're going to credit, well, the doctor actually who's pro-GMO is a real doctor. The other one is a filmmaker, naturopathic doctor. So
they want to target him for propaganda and demonization. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's, I mean, anybody that promotes, and if you're familiar with Dr. Oz, you know he promotes vaccinations.
And folks, check out what I did to Dr. Oz when he did that vaccine segment on YouTube.
And then you have Dr. Oz's wife getting on TV saying, I would never give my kids a vaccination, nor would I get them myself. And then Dr. Oz chiming in saying, that's because there's a lot of danger in vaccinations. So the day before, he's on the show getting a vaccination, and the guy wrote,
he tells everybody to get it.
You're going to get your free flu shot. Everyone runs out and gets it. And this guy wrote a book called You on a Diet, stating that you should not eat anything unless you look at the ingredients on the labels of the food you're putting in your body, and doesn't put any of the ingredients of the vaccinations.
Right. Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde,
right.
Formalin, MSG, polysorbate 80, non-oxalane spermicide, and the genetic manipulated materials, the proteins from all of these hideous sources, the various species that end up in your bloodstream. Dr. Oz tells you, don't take it until you've read the materials list, the ingredients list. That's what we tell you. Read the package inserts. Demand them from the nurses at school that want to inject your children with toxic waste. Demand them from the nurses that want to inject you in the hospitals or take your infants, 12 hours old, brand newborns who have no maturity of their own immune system yet, and they inject them with this toxic waste. Look at the package insert and the risks associated with this injection. It is murder by injection.
I just want to point out that, you know, when we were talking about wisdom, if our Congress possessed wisdom, then they would just go do an ordinary search like every other ordinary citizen does. What do? They say 325,000 people a year are hospitalized from foodborne diseases, okay? 5,000 deaths in the population of the United States. I turn over and I look at something like the World Organization estimates that, and we can even do that for tobacco and alcohol, 2.5 million deaths per year.
Yeah, that's legal because you pay taxes on it, and basically the multinational corporations feed the puppet politicians, and they're basically the pharma whores.
Obviously, it doesn't matter how many deaths. It really doesn't matter to state 5,000 or 2.5 million because they are deaths. You see what I'm saying? Each time they make these rules and they take away our food, the cow, now the FDA will be in people's backyards.
Yeah, they don't want us to catch rain. Can you imagine that? The nerve of these people. I mean, the Creator blesses us with a bounty, incredible sustainability directly from the kingdom of heaven, and the Congress of the United States, representing not we the people, simply wants you to have nothing that
right.
The Creator gives you. Everything they want to change so that they can literally have their GMO patents, that every Terminator seeds where you can't grow year to year, you can't harvest
right.
The seeds and grow new plants, you got to buy it from them every... What the heck? We the people have got to say no.
Right.
It's
we live under fascism, and we're not even realizing it. Most people out there are not realizing they're living under fascism. They're just going to follow the orders. Okay, let me just take it. You know, Hollywood used to make movies even years ago where you'd have, like, an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they would be contained in some kind of city in space, but the oxygen would... You'd have to pay for your oxygen to live inside this contained city. So that is... really what they're trying to get at. They're trying to contain us eventually in prison, and we're going to have to pay rent and have to pay for our oxygen as another utility. That's going to be next.
Yeah, that's like the Woody Allen's Bananas. I think it was Bananas where he goes into an orgasmatron. Yeah, imagine having to go into an orgasmatron, pay a company for a machine to have an orgasm.
You know, one of the things that I realize when you look at timelines in history and you talk about fascism, we're looking at the last time the FDA got overhauled was 1938, and that was prior to the invasion of Poland. But
oh, that's an interesting date, 1938.
1938.
Boy, that's when the Rockefeller Foundation instituted the 440 standard tuning out of military science that showed it is the most stressful of all the musical tunings and frequencies that you could broadcast to populations to create mass hysteria. That was 1938, 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, persuaded the British Standards Institute to institute a 440 standard tuning for the Western world. That's, ladies and gentlemen, one of the premier reasons why everybody is brain dead, primarily because this whole concept of energy, of love frequency, vibrating from the kingdom of heaven, is being suppressed by the music. A440 is called the devil's interval.
And if you want to read that article, you can go to medicalveritas.org. Click on that page, go scroll down, and it'll talk about the cult.
Musical sure. Cult control
yes.
Is the way that I think the article's titled, and that you can see that at medicalveritas.org. It's a free download. Get it around. Share it with your friends and family. You'll see the research and the history of the Rockefeller Foundation, on behalf of John D. and David and all the Rockefeller clan, literally creating spiritual suppression among we the people, because we are spiritual beings first before we're physical. And if you want to control the population and get a one-up on God, you literally change the vibrations so that you suppress the heart connection. Instead of divine human communion now, you've got this insidious, like Reverend Roxy, you were mentioning that. It's a subtle, silent type of manipulation that we're falling for. This is the frequency vibration of suppression. Spiritual suppression literally is what A440 Standard Tuning Institute in 1938 was all about.
And because me and you are water dragons born in 1952 at the advent of the hydrogen bomb that man had done, now the contaminator of all times, went absolutely ultra ballistic. You get to 1970 when we graduated DNA. You go back to 1947 and you see them being warned about twice cooked oil and about mutations that come from what? From background radiation, just ordinary radiation. So we were warned against mutations, but what? That whisper, that need to understand how cancer can grow. They have to grow cancer. And while they're doing that, they have to grow it in the host. So we have had medical experimentation. See, everybody says, oh, this is all conspiracy. No. This you can get in every medical journal. Dr. Len, you could speak more on it. But the history is there. Bernice Eddy discovering that viruses cause cancer.
In the polio vaccine.
See someone like
right.
Edward Teller and other people, you know, sharing information. Like, oh, you mean viruses cause cancer? You mean we can figure out how to make cancer in everybody and then blame it on a virus? Oh,
or blame
that.
It on the environment, or blame it on people's stress levels and lifestyles are going out into the sunshine. For goodness sake, unbelievable.
So when we wrap this insight hour around tonight, because the power is here and the spirit is speaking, this is light that we are talking about here. It is about the power of thought manifesting in the real. And so it's your caution, it's everyone's caution to now break it down and listen to what these people are saying and what they're not saying, and weigh it, and weigh it carefully.
Well, that's the true justice is the scales. You've got to weigh the scales. And this whole concept, they just take vaccination and manipulation and intoxication. What are the risk benefits? You know, what are the benefits versus the risks? Are we not killing and maiming more, particularly children, than we're helping and saving by the vaccination? Absolutely. But the scale is very clear. But again, you read Rupert Murdoch's presses,
right,
and News Corp, and
but these are the people that own the pharmaceutical companies. This is mainstream media owning the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, a lot of people get offended by a lot of the stuff we write about vaccinations. I mean, the last news letter that we put out was that the title was facing sentence to vaccinations or face jail time. And they responded with, oh, you know, fear mongers and how dare you. And the thing
that's
is,
because why?
The reason why is because they've gotten vaccinated. And why have they gotten vaccinated? Because their job requires it. They work in the health care system. They work in the school system. It requires it. Now they're going home.
The government.
Exactly.
Or it's getting worse and worse. I mean, if you a pizza, you know, working in a pizza parlor today, you got to get the tuberculosis skin test in many places.
Exactly.
This is insane,
so
folks.
So what
it's
are they
going to
do,
Dr.
Horowitz? Are they going to quit their job? That's what kind of recommendation we give these people out there that have these jobs, they're under pressure to get the vaccinations. They go and they cave because they want to keep their job, which is more important to them than what's a little shot. How do I get it out of me now? How do I cleanse it out of me? Well, there's
Zeolife.
Zeolife will cleanse it out of you. That's
one of
right.
The healthyworldaffiliates.com. That's one of the wonderful reasons, and you want to take advantage of the opportunity and the gift of having Zeolife, having the world's best products,
yes,
that have been advanced by the greatest geniuses that I have the humble. I'm telling you, these people that I'm working with and I'm blessed to be with, they're such incredible human beings, not only loving, but brilliant research scientists, people who understand what alchemy was all about. the electrons, the spin, the way that there's an energy signature in every mineral and element, all of these things you have to understand brings us this light body, this electromagnetic, bioenergetic being that we call the corpus, the body. And the reality is that we are the light, we are the love, we are spiritual beings. And if you're going to create medicine of the future, you want to be focusing on energy medicine. This whole bioenergetics, electrogenetics. Rockefellers don't want you to know about electrogenetics. They've suppressed the entire field. They call 93% of DNA junk DNA. Literally, they call it junk, like take it to the dump. Like the creator made a big mistake and left you a mess in your body, every cell. Take it to the dump. These people are idiots. But they're brilliant idiots. They've been able to persuade you that DNA is a protein synthesis mechanism instead of an antenna to the creator. You bought into it. So they're not that stupid. Rupert Murdoch is not dumb, but he is satanic. And he is completely engaged in reducing 6 out of 7 of you folks listening to the Inside Hour tonight.
And with that good news, no, I'm only kidding. Well, I'm having stuff, but I,
you know,
I
it's like you were protected.
Yeah,
yay, though, we walked through the valley.
Yeah, we're coming down to 5 minutes left on the show, although we have nobody after us. We could go on forever. I'm sure Don could just, you know, let us go on
We
forever.
Have to watch. We have a filmmaker in,
oh, yeah,
with us. And we're going to now also, we're advancing a new documentary on the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O.
Live H2O.
Folks, if you don't know anything about what we did in 2009, go to liveh2o.org, and you'll have a delightful surprise. If you want to learn more about 528, go to love528.com. So go ahead, RJ.
Oh, no, this is important because this is how you can be connected with those souls that bring you the Inside Hour, and this is how you can keep the power flowing. It is bilateral by nature as we extend ourselves, as we utilize our spheres of influence, as we begin to change poison into medicine so that we can what? Heal. Heal. I like to think of that. My dog used to heal. I heal, but to the Creator. To the Creator. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's all I heal to. I follow the Creator. And that's the wisdom. So seek wisdom. Seek God. Seek wisdom. Seek the Creator.
And hold that faith.
And so, with that, I just want to tell you, Sherry, Dr. Lynn, this Insight Hour tonight just gave me chills in terms of how the Spirit was taking it. I invite all of you to listen to bbsradio.com. Check out the archives. Go back in history. Start checking out what we've been telling you. Our message has been true. And let me tell you one last thing. The truth is a dangerous explosive. So watch out. Watch out. Because we're going to, what?
Have a 528 love revolution.
Explosion.
Yeah. Well, thanks, RJ Hampton. Thank you. The unofficial boss of the universe. Thank you so much, RJ. I guess he's RJ Hampton, so you don't have to be. And Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about, again, signing up. Encourage the folks to sign up for Healthy World Affiliates. And but folks, by the way, when you do that, and whatever you buy from Healthy World Affiliates, you're actually supporting this radio show, you're supporting our ministry, you're supporting our research, you're supporting our writings, you're supporting our films. You are manifesting what we do. So we love you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you for your partnership and your kindness and your gifts. And we say aloha.
Thank you. Yes, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. There's videos on there. It'll show you everything you need to know pretty much about the products. Dr. Horowitz explains them all throughout. There's a intro that I give. It explains how the whole entire program works. It's completely free to sign up. There's nothing to pay you.
And there's nothing to buy every month
to buy.
Unless you want to, unless it's needed
exactly.
And you want to do it. And then if you'll be making money by helping others.
Right, and it's not an MLM. It's a co-op partnership.
It's a referral service.
Exactly, and you get your own web link, and you can promote that web link. We have banners on the site that you can put on your own personal website. And it's, you know, it's a really good way for you to partner with us.
And what our goal is to advance this organization, Healthy World Organization, which is the umbrella over Healthy World Affiliates.
And actually the alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization.
That's it. So if you want to support Rockefellers, keep going to your medical deities. If you want to take charge of your own health and well-being and spread the great news, the modern gospel, it's all about love. It's all about the healing power of 528 in love in your own heart. And how do you light that on fire? How do you resonate that fully? You bless it with literally the water, the minerals, and a lot of that. All great information and great products you can find on healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I would definitely sign up today. And don't forget 528records.com. That's the best way for you to transpose all your favorite albums into the 528 frequency. And also, if you are a musician, you can upload your original tracks, and then you will get them back to you transposed.
And you get 60% royalty.
Exactly. When people
involved in the rip-offs of the major music industry that rips all the artists off.
So if somebody actually sees your album, your original album that you've actually created online, they decide to donate and get download it, you will get
it. It's all by donation.
Exactly. So it's a way for you to get royalties, and it's a way for you to get your music out there. And if you can help promote the site, promote this revolution, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people out there that are going to spread the word, because this is what's going to heal the planet. It's got to be done through the frequency of 528, because there's no way to take these big people down. We're not going to take down Rockefellers, and we're not taking them down.
We need a miracle, and that's what 528 is. It's the technology. It's called the Miracle 6. It's MI6. That's how British Secret Service got its name, but it's the third note of the original musical scale. Miragistorum in Latin means miracles in English. That's 528 hertz frequency.
And actually, it's a really amazing frequency. You'll feel it. I mean, it's not something you can hear very visibly, but it's something you can feel in your spirit. It totally has a different energy to it, a different vibe, and you feel that.
And, you know, I would highly recommend people buy a powerful healing instrument for less than $25.
Yes, that's the 528 tuning fork, right?
Yeah.
And you can get that on thehealthyworldstore.com. So basically, we're going to put a link on 528 Records to the tuning fork.
We need to do that still. We still have a lot of work to do, but we're working. It's a 16-hour day, pretty much, certainly 6 days a week. We love to take Sabbath off. But anyway, we're working. We love you, folks. We got to hit the road here.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Next week, same time and same place, right here at bbsradio.com. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's midnight or 1 a.m. on the East Coast.
Midnight on the East Coast. Yeah.
And here in Hawaii,
Pacific,
it's 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Hawaii time.
Yes.
And tell your friends and family members about the show. Send them a link. Once Don in engineering puts up our show, it probably will go up within the next 24 hours.
Under the archives. Right?
Yeah, under the archives. Send the show out. If you enjoyed it, share it. We love you.
We love you.
Bye for now.
Good night.